I'm guessing the first thing to start by is figure out which one he's getting into there. I didn't hear what was that person dead keying on the Detroit or the Mount Clemens repeater or one of the northern ones.
I'm up in Saginaw, on the Saginaw machine right now. I don't know how you would really figure that out unless you have all the repeaters separately into the thing, but you'd have to be monitoring the inputs or looking on the internet. I think the MI-8 admins can see which node you're keying up on.
Yeah, I think I have the website at home on my PC. I could look into that, but that would give us a general, even from there. I mean, I've been 25 miles away with an HD and hit. So, but it's pretty. There's no static in the background, so he's making a good connection. But yeah, that would be a start. And then, you know, obviously we know the radius from whichever one he's keying into.
Technology was a lot less advanced than now. We were able to hunt people down on CB that were doing the same thing, and you know, we'd find where they were, and you know, mysteriously a nail would wind up through their base station coax or something, and so all of a sudden the radio blows up. Don't have any idea how those things happen, but they do.
Yeah, I mean, there's people out here that still play that game, but, you know, it's a strongly worded letter, and then, you know, obviously you would hope that, you know, you pay for the FCC license to be able to communicate, that if somebody's doing something nefarious, they would do something on their end to fine or prevent that from happening.
BRG 2544, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Getting a gun license, you know. If people want to get a gun, they're going to get a gun without a gun license, just like they're going to get on GMRS without a GMRS license. And the fact that they're playing music and stuff just shows that they have no respect, even if they did get a license, no respect for the rules, so it doesn't really matter. Unfortunately, it's just something we got to live with. Anyway, I'm about at my destination, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off here, and you know, hopefully this other person will find something better to do with their time. But either way, we're able to communicate around them, so, you know, it's not that big of a deal, I guess. Have yourself a good evening. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 1-0, clearing your final.
All right, yeah, it was good talking to you, and WRZT 820, and 544 Bob up there in Sheboygan, we heard you coming through. Hope you're doing well up there.
Systems go here. Like yourselves, gentlemen, I consider us a league of extraordinary gentlemen. We do have RDF capabilities. We can triangulate, and then, you know, if all else fails, they'll just shut down that repeater, and then somebody will rat them out, because we're a small community, but yeah, it happens. But like you say, we have no problem talking over them. So, gentlemen, enjoy your day. Y'all be safe if you're traveling, and all systems go here. Ready for the old storm front to come through. WRZT 544, clear monitoring the frequency.